This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, nothing says NPR like Metallica, does it? But hey, there are big plans afoot for Detroit's Belle Isle, so let's talk about Metallica. The hard rock group has decided Belle Isle is the perfect location for its mammoth Orion Music and More Festival. 30 acts, 5 stages, tens of thousands of fans on June 8th and 9th. Gary Graff is the music critic for the Oakland Press and a longtime observer of the music scene in Detroit and in Michigan. Welcome, Gary.
Hey, good to be here, Cynthia.
So among music festivals around the country, where does Orion stand?
Well, it's a fairly young festival. It happened for the first time last year in Atlantic City, and it was an unquestioned success. Metallica has such a huge following and such an iconic presence in the hard rock and heavy metal scene that they were a natural band to have a festival of their own. And what's interesting about Orion is just because Metallica is a heavy metal band, it's not just a heavy metal festival. They have electronic groups. Last year they had some blues and more mainstream type of things. The general tenor of the 2 days will be hard and heavy, but within that there will be a lot of variety. So it's not just the Red Hot Chili Peppers are the other headliner this year, and so you wouldn't necessarily consider them a heavy metal band.
Yeah. So with Metallica being behind the driving force of Orion, how did it wind up moving from Atlantic City and landing at Belle Isle?
There's a couple of different reasons. Metallica has always had a real affinity for Detroit, and that's not surprising. Detroit is a hard rock city, and Metallica has played some big stadium shows here as well as lots of arena shows. So, we get whenever Metallica does something of a limited nature, Detroit is on their mind as a favorite city. Also, their longtime sound company, Thunder Audio, is based in the Detroit area. And the big reason, though, Cynthia, is that the promoter that puts on Orion Music and More, C3 out of Austin, has a history of staging festivals in unique and park environments. They do Lollapalooza at Grand Park in Chicago, and they do the Austin City Limits Festival down in Texas in a network of parks down in the Austin area. So they like that. And the fact that nothing like this has ever been done on Belle Isle.
And it seems with the credentials between Metallica and the promoter C3, knowing the success they've had with Lollapalooza, I'm gathering that the hope would be that Orion and Belle Isle would become as interlinked and keep going through the years.
They certainly have, well, at least according to some sources within the city, they've signed on for 2 years, this year and next, with, I'm sure, an eye on, okay, will this year work out? We all know what's been going on with the city, mm-hmm. and of course with Belle Isle. I think one of the things you'll see is that C3 and the Metallica organization will come in and basically take over. It will be their infrastructure, their security. They'll run the show. The city will have Woodward, and then once you cross that bridge, you will be in the hands of the Orion principals.
What are you thinking in terms of the numbers of fans that might turn up for Orion this year?
I haven't heard yet what the capacity they're thinking about for this would be. I would imagine somewhere in the 60,000 to 80,000 range.
Mm.
I mean, I'm sure it's the kind of festival that could draw in the six figures, given the nature of the artist playing. Metallica and the Red Hot Chili Peppers alone command festival-sized crowds, so you can only imagine together. And then with the lineup they've put together right now, 31 bands that they've announced, I think you have the potential for a huge gathering there.
Something pretty exciting for June on Belle Isle. Gary Graff, Oakland Press music critic, thanks so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
My pleasure.